I was intrigued by the IMF's report on the state of the UK economy for a number of reasons. First of all, let's be clear about it, a lot of it I don't agree with, but it was the contradictions within the report that were interesting. So, for example, they say on the one hand that the Bank of England must be concerned about raising interest rates because of the impact upon growth, and yet on the other hand say rates must rise as soon as there's indication of an excess housing bubble. I'm not sure how they consider an excess arises when we already clearly have one, but that's not the point. They are at the same time concerned that the pound is overvalued and is preventing the rebalancing of the economy away from a reliance on spending and imports. All of those things are contradictory. What we have is, on the one hand, the IMF saying rates must stay low to prevent harm to the economy and growth. On the other hand, they're saying that interest rates must rise to prevent a housing bubble, but if they rise, they would therefore push up the exchange rate, which is already overvalued and which must therefore be pulled down. There is, as a consequence, the traditional dilemma that the IMF faces because of its over-concern with monetary policy. There was almost no discussion, as far as I can see, on fiscal policy inside this whole document. It focuses upon money, and it shows that interest rates alone simply cannot deal with the issues that the IMF are asking for the government to address. What it also shows is something much more important, I think. And that is that economic policy is at the moment completely out of its depth when it comes to making any prescriptions to what should be done to tackle the inherent underlying problems that exist in places like the UK. We clearly do face major problems, but the theories on which the IMF is making prescription were all designed for another economic era, the post-war era, up until the 1970s, by which time most of these policy prescriptions had been described. The fact is, though, that was an era before financialisation, before the dominance of banks, before the era of open global trade of the sort that we now have, and open economies with free floating exchange rates that we now have. And the fact is that the prescriptions no longer work because they were designed for another era. That is perhaps the most worrying aspect of this. We face an economic crisis, and yet even the IMF and all those who proclaim to have the expertise to address it have no clue what to do. We have to look for alternatives. That is why alternative voices are important in this spectrum. And I believe the time has come to listen to them.